February 16, the Daily Stoic. Don't make things harder than they need to be. If someone asks you how to write your name, would you bark out each letter? And if they get angry, would you then return the anger? Wouldn't you rather gently spell out each letter for them? So then, remember in life that your duties are the sum of individual acts. Pay attention to each of these as you do your duty. Just methodically complete your task. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 6.26. Here's a common scenario. You're working with a frustrating coworker or a difficult boss. They ask you to do something, and because you dislike the messenger, you immediately object. There's this problem or that one, or this request is obnoxious and rude. So you tell them, no, I'm not going to do it. Then they retaliate by doing something that you had previously asked of them, and so the conflict escalates. Meanwhile, if you could step back and see it objectively, you'd probably see that not everything they're asking is unreasonable. In fact, some of it is pretty easy to do, or is at least agreeable. And if you did it, it might make the rest of the tasks a bit more tolerable too. Pretty soon, you've done the entire thing. Life and our job is difficult enough. Let's not make it harder by getting emotional with insignificant matters or digging in for battles we don't actually care about. Let's not let emotion get in the way of kathkon, the simple, appropriate actions on the path to virtue. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Two quick clarifications. The first thing to get clear about Christian morality between man and man is that in this department, Christ did not come to preach any brand new morality. The golden rule of the New Testament, do as you would be done by, is a summing up of what everyone at bottom had always known to be right. Really great moral teachers never do introduce new moralities. It is quacks and cranks who do that. As Dr. Johnson said, people need to be reminded more often than they need to be instructed. The real job of every moral teacher is to keep on bringing us back, time after time, to the old simple principles which we all are so anxious not to see, like bringing a horse back and back to the fence it had refused to jump, or bringing a child back and back to the bit in its lesson that it wants to shirk. The second thing to get clear is that Christianity has not and does not profess to have a detailed political program for applying do as you would be done by to a particular society at a particular moment. It could not have. And it is meant for all men at all times, and the particular program which suited one place or time would not suit another. And anyway, that is not how Christianity works. When it tells you to feed the hungry, it does not give you lessons in cookery. When it tells you to read the scriptures, it does not give you lessons in Hebrew and Greek or even English grammar. It has never intended to replace or supersede the ordinary human arts and sciences. It is rather a director which will set them all to the right jobs, and a source of energy which will give them all new life, if only they will put themselves at its disposal. From Mere Christianity. Jesus calling. Thank him for the conditions that are requiring you to be still. Do not spoil these quiet hours by wishing them away, waiting impatiently to be active again. Some of the greatest works in his kingdom have been done from sick beds and prison cells. Instead of resenting the limitations of a weakened body, search for his way in the midst of these very circumstances. Limitation can be liberating when your strongest desire is living close to him. Quietness and trust enhance your awareness of his presence with you. Do not despise these simple ways of serving him. Although you feel cut off from the activity of the world, your quiet trust makes a powerful statement in spiritual realms. His strength and power shows themselves most effective in weakness. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Zechariah 2:13. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says: in repentance and rest in your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it. Isaiah 30:15. But he said to me, my grace, your favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over the dwell upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9.